Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
We need to join the rest of the industrialized world and guarantee health care to all people as a human right, not a privilege. We need to raise the minimum wage to a living wage. We need to pass the PRO Act so that workers can organize a union and gain the decent pay and benefits they deserve. We need to strengthen public education, raise teachers' salaries, and make sure that every American, regardless of income, receives the higher education he or she needs.
All right, there's the Democrat manifesto delivered by socialist Bernie Sanders last night. That should be a shot in the arm for the economy, said no one ever. Let's get to Taylor Riggs with the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network. Taylor, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
That's something to look forward to, right? Government health care, a $20 an hour minimum wage, and free college for everyone.
Have you ever been to the post office at noon on a Tuesday or the DMV? Or how about when you're trying to mail a package on Christmas Eve? That's how you want government to run your health care system. I mean, look, this is great. Every time you want to promise free stuff to people, it's a great way to buy votes because it sounds good. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want higher minimum wage? Who doesn't want free stuff? I think the problem is we did higher minimum wage. Look at California. They did higher minimum wage, and you had multiple fast food restaurants then shut down.
Yeah.
And say, we can't do it. Or then, okay, great, we're going to raise the cost of your burger because my labor cost just went up and I can't make money. I'm going to go out of business unless I raise the cost of your burger and your soft drink. And then we say, well, then we need to raise the minimum wage because the cost of my burger just went up. And yeah, that is that ending spiral that yeah, we are actually in right now. And you know what I love about your program, what we're doing, educating people, because free stuff sounds great unless you really understand the way the economy works.
And though that's why it's so idiotic to want to increase to raise the corporate tax rate to 28%, because these corporations aren't just going to eat that cost. They're going to have to find some way to make that up. And guess who's going to be making sure that money is paid? The consumers.
And you know what corporations did the last time Obama had raised the rate? I think he'd floated it up to like 35%. They all went to Ireland. Our corporations were all looking at these like reverse mergers where I'm not going to stay incorporated in America if you're raising my corporate tax rate. I'm buying all these Irish companies so that I can have Ireland's tax rate, which is a lot lower. Companies are smart and they're not evil. These aren't these big, bad, greedy, evil companies, but it is their job to make money. Like, it's my job in my household to balance my budget.
Yeah.
That is their job. And, you know, so I think it's really easy to get on stage and promise free stuff to everyone. But at the end of the day, underneath the surface, you have to see who's going to pay for it. We're $35 trillion in debt. And sure, I could say, you know what, it's not my money. Fine. You know what? Have the government just print money and give me free stuff, because at the end of the day, I don't care. Well, it's your tax dollars. And eventually all of our taxes have to go up, because eventually the buck is going to stop. And I don't think it's tomorrow, right? No one's defaulting on their debt tomorrow. But eventually, who's going to take care of $35 trillion in debt if we don't start growing our way out of it?
Right. No, I agree with that completely. And the thing that mystifies me the most is for Bernie Sanders to stand on that stage, say the things he's said, completely oblivious he seems, or he's just ignoring it, I suspect, that those same actions after COVID, the trillions of dollars that were wasted, much of it still sitting in the coffers of the city of St. Louis while they dole it out to whatever political group would be the most expedient to get the officials here reelected, is the same thing that drove the inflation rate that we've seen the last few years. And they're oblivious to that. They it's just all about bigger government, which Taylor, is why they see this Project 2025 from Heritage as such a threat, because it's all about smaller government.
Big government wins for them because it gives them more control. Yes. And more power.
Yes.
And the more dependent I am on government to give me free stuff, the more they have the power to tell me how to live my life and what to do with the money they give me.
Wow.
They want power. That's all they want. I tend to be on the end of the spectrum where I think government generally is the problem. And I want to choose how I spend my tax, the money I earn, and where, you know, I'm all for paying taxes to help our roads, bridges, schools, water, sewer plant. But when you're taking now more than half the income, which is socialism, over half of it, and you're telling me I have to work 6 months out of the year for me and 6 months the rest of the year for the government, and then you're going to tell me what to do with that money because it's not mine, it's yours. I don't want to live that way. I am a better steward of my money than the government is. The government is wasteful. But it's really easy for, you know, the party to just say everyone gets free stuff and no one will ever pay for anything. And you know, everyone just gets to live happily ever after. And in economics, it doesn't work that way. So I don't know how this all ends. But it doesn't, none of that sounds good to me. I don't want government telling me, you know, what, how we should be running this country.
You know, one of Obama's advisors, Austin Goolsbee, who I think now works for the Fed.
Yes, you're correct.
Said this week at the DNC, I saw him in one of the interviews where he said he doesn't think it's a slam dunk that they're going to cut interest rates. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, interesting. Everything I am hearing from the people I interview every day seem to think that September is guaranteed for at least just 25 basis points. The caveat to that is we will hear from Jay Powell on Friday. He gives this big speech every August in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and okay. It's sort of his way to lay out his plans for the year. And I expect that he will signal 25 basis points in September. The caveat to that is we're going to get revisions, and every year this happens, we get annual revisions to the jobs.
Right.
And we're looking like there actually might be a million jobs fewer than we were told.
Oh,
now, that means the economy is a lot weaker than we thought. This
yes.
time last year, they revised the revisions down like 300,000. Okay, so if it's around that number, okay, maybe. But if it's a lot higher than that, then I think that's signaling this economy is weak and these jobs effectively were faked. And we really need to go back and redo the methodology on how
wow.
we're calculating all these job gains.
I'm glad you explained that, because I did see that report earlier and I'm like, how do you miscalculate by a million jobs?
If it weren't,
you know, yeah, the surveys aren't perfect.
No,
so I'm calling
no.
employers, I'm calling households, and you know, you can kind of report what you want. Long story
it
short.
It just sounds sketchy to me. I feel like all this is going to come out on November 6th, because everything you need to know right now leading up to the election is the economy is thriving, inflation is going down, jobs are being created.
Which is why Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders want the Fed to cut to juice the economy 3 weeks before we head to the polls.
And that is why you have to watch the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network. Taylor, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Always great having you on. She's great. It's on weekdays at noon Central Time, by the way, if you're interested.
You know what I wanted to ask her is, being a member of the Fox Business Network, I'm sure she reads a teleprompter every now and then. So I wonder how cringy it was for her listening to Kamala Harris saying, Price gouging.
Oh, I'm sure they all had a ball with that.
I'm sure.
For the word to come out of your mouth and not even realize that you had mispronounced it because you're concentrating so hard on whatever the next word is in the prompter, that's a rookie mistake. Just rookie.
Well, I'm sure Kamala's gotten some heat.
Woo!
Even from staffers.
She
like,
should've.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.